Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. It's October 14th. We are at 6:04. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
Oh, I cannot wait to talk all about the Guardians and not a dot about the Browns today.
I figured as
on
much.
On the show. Yeah,
what a great
yeah.
weekend for the Guardians.
That was unbelievable. We will really get into the times and where they'll play. And just so really, I mean, even if you're an outsider looking in and maybe you're not a huge baseball fan, it's Cleveland. They're in the playoffs. They made it to the next round. Everything you need to know. How many games is it? How many games are here? How many games are there? Can you get tickets? By the way, I was thinking it might be a lot of fun to try to find a ticket for Thursday's game, which is home. Maybe Thursday's game, maybe even take off Friday or go to Friday and end of the weekend, you know, something like that. That would be great.
Yeah.
Playoff, it doesn't, the sport doesn't matter. Playoffs are next level, right? It can be hockey. It can be football. It can be baseball. It can be Noah in a tournament. That's what, like, each level, I'm sure.
Of course.
It gets more intense.
So exciting.
Right? It's not just like, okay, we're playing Bay Village and it's all right. It's like, no, this is a tournament. This is playoffs. It's just different. The energy's different. People are more excited. Every out just really, really seems to matter. And that was the case. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, maybe this is the play. Cheapest ticket I saw was like $225
oh,
right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that is.
I guess home it will be. Unless those somehow drop or, you know, some come raining from the sky
right,
or whatever it
right.
is. But all the Guardians chat. And, yes, that station from Detroit will join us. That we have a bet with.
I am looking forward to talking to them.
It continues.
Still no winner.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. And for anybody that asks, yes, it is the same name from January. We get that a lot. Is this the same person? It is. What's your guess? Today's the day. Star 102, good morning.
You have a gift for a dead guy in the envelope?
Yes, go right ahead.
Jerry Garcia.
Oh, it's not Jerry Garcia. Good guess, though.
We appreciate it. Guardians going to take. Are they going to beat the Yankees?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so glad that we get to talk about a winner. I did not want to talk about the 1-5 Browns today.
Neither did I.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Top fan Kelly. Love this message. Odyssey app is how I listen to Jen and Tim Show every morning when I'm getting ready for work.
Oh, thank you.
You're a member of the stream team this week. It certainly pays off. Fall into 5K, you could win $5,000. What would you with $5,000? Are you paying bills? Holidays are on the way. Would you like to go on a cruise? Would you like to an entire new fall wardrobe plus...
I get stressed out thinking about it. I think about that. I'm like, if I had $5,000, how would I spend it? And then I start to stress out, like, would I divide it up? Would I buy, like, some luxury designer item that I would never spend that kind of money on?
You could get yourself a bag.
Right. That's what I think. I'm like, but then that's wasting it. Like, should you do a couple things with it? And then I can't win it. So
yeah, I love watches. I know it's old school and you have, you know, times on your phone and everything else. I just like the look. I've always liked the look. I would love to get like a nice watch, not a $5,000 watch. It's just not.
See, that's
I'm
what
not
I'm saying.
There.
Could you spend
you
that
could.
Chunk?
Oh, you could.
I don't know.
I have to
like...
mentally get there. I just, you know what I need? If I win $5,000, I need fall clothes, like long sleeve shirts. I know this is very low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
I went to look at my, even this morning to get dressed for work.
Uh-huh.
It's obviously fall. It's like 56
degrees. You are in a long sleeve shirt.
This, I have, I think, four in rotation. I just need wardrobes. I really need, and they have boxes for this and everything, and they are helpful. I need like a, Tim, these are your 8 fall outfits.
You need
money
you
doesn't
know what
matter.
You need? A capsule wardrobe, I think.
Yeah, I don't. So any $5,000.
Yes.
I would start there, pay some bills, whatever it might be. Maybe you're doing totally something totally different, which would be great. You download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. You listen for an hour to the free Odyssey app. Listen to Star 102 and get your chance to fall into 5K. 60 minutes, which is fantastic. You do that whether you're doing, you know, work around the house, you're listening to us in the morning. If that's an app you've never downloaded, I would certainly download it today.
And it's 68 days till winter, and this year there won't be any more wind chill watches or wind chill warnings. The National Weather Service is changing the way they communicate that the cold is dangerous with or without wind. So now instead of a wind chill warning or a wind chill watch, these will be the new terms.
Oh, God.
Cold weather advisory.
Okay.
Extreme cold watch or an extreme cold warning.
Yeah, we're definitely having Trent on for this.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, am I old that this is bothering me? Like, why can't we be a wind chill? And they say that people need to know it's with the wind or without the wind. Like, the word wind is, you know, deceiving, I guess.
Do you feel deceived by the term
I'm using
chill?
The term deceived, not the National Weather Service.
243. I know you are. 1021. Is this exciting news for you? And people, they're very weather aware. I have a 9-year-old. That I don't know if she's just an old soul or what, but she looks at the weather all the time.
Well, she gets it honestly. I mean, I always look at the wind chill. That's what you look at. Like, oh, wind chill -3 degrees or what? Then you know it's going to be freezing when it pelts you in the face. So now cold weather advisory to me doesn't sound as extreme.
So and I know we got to go. If it's a 20 degree day and with the wind chill, it's 8 degrees, you're dressing differently.
Correct.
You are not dressing differently. At 20 and 8 degrees, it's the same. It's the same. It's freezing. It stinks. How are you dressing different if it's going to be 8 degrees as opposed to 20?
Eight, I feel like, smacks you in the face harder than 20.
Okay.
But
I'm very curious. Like, wind chill.
It's just like, why can't we just still call it the wind chill?
I don't know.
Like, when you say, to me, when you hear there's a wind chill, I feel like it's more concerning. Now, when I hear cold weather advisory,
Yeah, just advises me to layer up.
Yeah, it
doesn't
advises
tell me, to
me
do
that
anything.
It's cold. It's not.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's takeaway info. All right.
Is it?
It's not.
Okay. It's 628.
I'm talking postage stamps is what it sounds like. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Many times on a Monday this time of day, we'll talk about the Browns. Why would we do that?
It just makes you sad.
It doesn't. They're 1-5. So they are not good, at least at this point in time. But you know who is? The Cleveland Guardians.
What a weekend. Ugh. My kids are insanely screaming and so excited during the game. It's such a delight to see them happy about a winning team here in Cleveland.
I feel like there's like a common theme even through decades of winning teams. As in, so if you go back to 2016, you knew everybody on that Cavaliers team. Right? Like, you
sure.
knew the LeBron.
Yes. Yes.
You knew that it was Kyrie. You knew that it was Kevin Love. Like, the list goes on, and you knew the teams, and you knew the shots and everything. Like, you knew them, you embraced them, you were excited about it. It was very, very fun. And of course, they ended up winning everything and have the massive, you know, parade. I know I'm getting ahead of myself with the Guardians, but I feel like a lot of this, you know, in the 80s, it was the Kozar, and you knew if you lived through that time, you knew Brian Brennan and Webster Slaughter and Bob Golic, and like, the list goes on of all the players that were great on those teams. And I feel like it's the same thing now. And even heroes that normally maybe aren't the best Guardians players of all time, they hit grand slams and are hitting 3-run shots and everything. Like, it has just been, this has been a lot of fun, and they continue to move on. We launched Jen and Tim Show Wintober at the beginning of the month, and we're so excited they continue.
Yes, and there's a lot to talk about. Now that we're in a new series, it's a different series. When do we play? Where do we play? How many games are here? How many games are in New York? We got all that for you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Makes me feel good talking about the Guardians.
It should. It's much better to talk about the Guardians and the Browns today. So, this is exciting. We play the Yankees now, and it goes from it was a 5-game series against Detroit. Now we're in a 7-game series against the Yankees. First game happening tonight.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Wait. Remember how you said last week you had to watch on your phone because it brought good luck to the Guardians?
Correct.
And that's why they won?
Right.
Clearly you watched on your phone Saturday.
The partial reason why they won is because I watch it via GameCast now. A little bit to do with Lane Thomas and his grand slam. A little bit to do with Class A and the rest of the team. A little bit to do with me watching it on GameCast.
Of course. Just a little bit of each of those things. Are you going to... Does that count now for this series too, or that was just for the Detroit series? Like, do you have to now?
What should I do?
Continue watching on your phone this whole time?
I really don't enjoy watching it that way. Yeah. I mean, it's fine, but like if it means they win,
fair. What if you do both? Like, you have it on your phone and your TV.
If you want to watch it, it's not synced, so there's a delay. So if it's, I don't know which one's ahead. I actually think the GameCast is ahead of what's going on. So that would be way too distracting for me. So I think I'll probably watch the game. And that's at what time tonight? It's going to be.
So 7:38 tonight and tomorrow night. And then, that's in New York and then back to Cleveland this Thursday night. That would be a 5:08 game.
Okay.
Game four, also here on Friday night, 8:08 game. And then the rest of 808, 508, depending if you need the games, will go on to Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week.
Right. So, best of seven. Yeah. Obviously, first to four wins the series. As you mentioned, two in New York, then you got three in Cleveland, then two back in Newark, if any. So, that's great. Once again, best listeners ever on the Jen and Tim Show. All we did was post, yay, Guardians, on our socials. That's all we did after that win. And the comments and the people that remember the bets. The people that remember the bet, those comments are fantastic. You're the best. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. You can always get into the Jen and Tim Show. Shoot us a DM. It's Jen and Tim Show Instagram. We are on X. We are on Facebook. We are on Threads. Star 102, same thing. We're always checking those messages a lot of times. That's the easiest way to get into the show.
So after the win, we posted Yay Guardians on our Facebook page, Jen and Tim Show page, and we got some great comments. Joe Lynn says, can't wait to see the Detroit radio show in Guardians gear. That's going to be exciting.
We talked to them coming up here at about 8:05, 8:10. So they will join us. They will probably be in a mood Monday. I'm really because,
for sure.
And to be perfectly honest, and I've thought a lot about this on how to act.
Oh boy.
I have been on.
Oh boy.
Being born and raised in Firestone Park in Akron and rooting for just some specifically horrendous Browns teams over the years. And this does not seem to also be a great year. I think I have to take it easy, and I think I have to just say, I'm definitely going to ask if they're going to root for us over the Yankees, which I hope is
a resounding
yes.
Right.
So I'm going to ask that, and I think it's just a more low-key, take the win as it is, because I just feel like there's either bad karma,
or
I've just been on the other side of it so many times that I think it's just a mild dig.
A gentle Tim sass.
Yes, just a little bit.
I like it.
But once again, when they join us, I just might let the floodgates roll. I don't know.
I don't know
what's going to happen.
You get excited.
I do get excited.
You get excited.
I do.
I'll be excited to talk. Kathy says, send those Cleveland shirts to the Detroit radio personalities. Go Guardians. And then Ron, the nerve. Let's hope for back-to-back playoff series wins. How do I know he said it like that? Because he put so many spaces in between the back-to-back. To confirm that he was saying it just like you.
Thank you, Ron.
How dare you,
if
Ron.
If I had a prize
How
for you.
How dare you, Ron.
I would 100% get a prize for
it
you.
It made me laugh when
Finally,
I read that.
Who sent this to? Oh, it was Robin Isabella. She sent this. This is the final question. She sent this DM. So after the Guardians won, the Browns tweeted, guards! And a bunch of exclamation points. And then Brie Elizabeth says, you stay away from them! People are funny.
They are.
People are so TikTok,
very funny.
Twitter, whatever. That's very funny. So, Bree, that was great. And once again, we're very, very excited that the Guardians have moved on.
So the results are in. We now know the most Google searched candy here in the state of Ohio. And I'm going to be honest with you. We're pretty basic. So what's our favorite bland candy? For us, it's M&M's. It's kind of basic. They also ranked number one in eight other states, M&M's. Eight states. Searched M&M's.
They're just the regular, right? No peanut, just regular M&M's. Okay.
Peanuts the best.
They're not. Regular is much better.
No, it is not.
I know if I did an instant poll, I'll get crushed. I think regular are much better than peanut.
They're so basic.
I know they are. I know they are. And I'm not basic. I just think that the regular are.
I would never choose, like, you know what I crave? An M&M.
Yeah,
it would be a peanut M&M, or if any of those flavors, the peanut butter or the caramel or what, any additional flavor than just the basic M&M.
But
clearly I'm in the minority. Everyone in Ohio loves them. By the way, in the entire country, what does every state love the most?
Reese's.
Candy corn. Everyone is searching candy corn, followed by Kit Kat, Hershey's, and Reese's. And again, this is Google searches.
You just have candy corn in April and May.
This is what we're searching right now for Halloween.
Oh, the time would make sense.
The time would make sense.
And you go all pumpkins, right?
Not all pumpkins.
Oh, man.
I like the pumpkins.
I know it's the same. They taste better. Mmm. Pumpkin.
People are going to argue that.
That they taste better?
Yeah, they're the same.
Do the pumpkins taste better than the normal candy corn?
Than like the teeth corn.
The triangles of hate.
It's just because you're getting more. Like say you had a pumpkin candy corn and compared it to, say, you put three kernels in your mouth of the regular candy corn.
No, you're right. It's the same.
Would it be the same?
I don't know why mentally I feel like they're better.
No,
you're,
I guess
you're
there's
right.
Like a thickness to it, though, that does. It's like when you have the peanut butter to chocolate ratio in the peanut butter egg.
Yeah.
It's like that.
You get, yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I don't know why I think that they taste better. They're the same, right? Are they the same? I don't know.
I think you have a point. I do, and I don't like it.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. We are joined by our sister station, WOMC in Detroit, their morning show, which is Joanne, Jason, and Ben. We had a friendly wager that they now will have to follow through on. We'll get to that in just a second. But what did you guys think of the series? I thought it was great.
Oh, we did too, except the end. Well, I'm with Jen and Tim from Star 102 in Cleveland. Here's what I find funny about you guys. Or actually, I'm very polite about you guys. We totally would have been like rubbing it in your face. And we talked to them and they're like, this was a good series. You guys did great. You're so much nicer than we are.
Being born and raised in Akron, which is about 40 miles south of Cleveland, and just being through the Browns and every other team, I'm usually on the opposite end. Like, I am not a winner.
Well, because of the bet that we had with you, you apparently have our support, because Jason's going to be out there on a busy street corner someday this week.
That's right. I'll have my Cleveland gear, my Cleveland Guardians gear on with the sign saying we lost the bet to Star 102 in Cleveland. Beat the Yankees.
Yes.
You root for Cleveland now? Are you anti-Yankees like we would have been? I mean, I root for obviously the Guardians and then anybody against the Yankees, or do you not feel that way?
No, I kind of do, too. I feel like it's no big thing holding up a sign that says go
Cleveland. I always hate the Yankees, so I'm fine with this.
It has been a lot of fun. We will certainly mail you the Guardians gear. We love that you have been great sports. I'd love to, like, it's been a lot of fun meeting you via the phone at a sister station. We'd have a chance
for
to talk to you guys. So it's been it's been fun. Guardians did happen to do it, and I'm glad that you're rooting for the Guardians moving forward, too.
You got it. Thank you, guys. And if we come down to the Rock Hall of Fame, we'll come visit you guys.
Yes,
right?
You have to.
We
absolutely.
Would love that.
All right, good.
I just want to also throw it out there, guys, that I'm a big guy, a big guy, when you're thinking about sending stuff.
Just okay.
Wear a halter top,
I mean, I don't mind. Listen, if it's an XL, it'll just be just under my boobs.
That's right.
Actually get some under boob.
That's right.
An XL.
Here's your Guardians onesie. That's great. We will keep that in consideration. Thank you again. We cannot wait to see the pictures and videos and everything, too. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks,
all right, guys. Have a good one. And go Guardians. Beat the Yankees.
What happened this weekend? Did somebody get engaged? Did you just have a great weekend? Were you at the Guardians game and it was exciting? It's our weekend wrap-up.
And I'll tell you, each of us did, although I don't know what you did this weekend, Tim, but I know between Stevie and I, we both did very Clevelandy things, very different, unique things this weekend. I had a great time when I was at Playhouse.
Do you and Jen talk off the air? There was the dead giveaway. I don't really care.
I don't know what you did this weekend. What did you do? Something very Clevelandy and unique?
Yes.
What was
secretive.
It?
Secretive. That's the issue.
Yes, yeah, secretive. Thank you, Stevie.
I'm secretive?
Yes.
Because I didn't go to a cat show.
No, because you didn't share what you did this weekend.
Correct.
I Izzy had cheerleading. Is it Mayfield High School for her cheerleading yesterday? Met her, got crushed. That was not great. Also, to both of you, I was at a chili cook-off.
Oh.
in the
chili
in a neighbor. You would never guess this is a Tim thing. So over the weekend, and there's just a group of fantastic people. A lot of them listen to the show. They're so nice. And we were invited for this, like, it's kind of like a chili cook-off where really it's everybody on the street participates on it. It's not on our particular street, but we're invited in because he's these friends with the family. Now we have become friends with the family, and they're just fantastic people. So I think to myself, how hard do I go at this chili thing? I don't have a chili recipe. Do I go to Wendy's and ask for a vat of it and throw it in and act like I make it? Like, what level am I participating in this?
No.
I think to myself, you know what? I'm invited. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to do what everybody does. You look up a recipe. Find what it is. I finished second.
What? You took second place?
I couldn't believe it. They're naming the chilies like here. It's tied at three. There's three people that are tied at three. And then at number two is our chili. I thought to myself, what?
Did you win like a silver-plated spoon or something?
I won absolutely nothing.
Oh,
I just couldn't believe that it was second place.
I'm impressed. You need to Tasty Tuesday make Stevie and I some chili.
Why didn't we get a video of you making chili?
I will 100% do that. It was so good, I couldn't believe it. I was very excited about it. And, next year, because then, everybody's like, so you're done after this, right? Because you came in second place. I said, so, Tim Richards, nice to meet you.
Right, exactly. You're going to bring it even harder next year.
I'm not second place,
right.
Tim.
Right.
So I will be chef. You know me.
Big time.
I will not let that lie at second place. So
you
next
will win
year,
next year.
What was wrong with it? Why
correct.
Was it in first place?
You will
Why
tweak.
Did this one win?
Mm-hmm.
Where we go? I'll bedazzle the crock pot. It'll be an entire thing next year.
Did you take a sample of the winning chili just to...
It was better. It was better. It really was better. Mm. Yeah, I thought to myself, which one won?
Well, I hope you remember
this.
Why.
It was so good. So that was my kind of basic weekend. So both Cleveland-centric things happened?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Very.
You definitely...
I want to hear about the cats, Stevie.
You posted pictures, so if anybody follows us on social, you saw what Stevie and your sister, which was awesome. It was a big weekend for you. And then what did Jen do this weekend? Please get in on this, too. It's your weekend wrap-up. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim Show, weekend wrap-up. What did you do? Shoot us a DM. We'll certainly talk about it. Jen, what did you do?
I went to see A Beautiful Noise at Playhouse Square Friday night. This is the Neil Diamond story. So, I don't know if you remember a couple months ago when the Michael Jackson one was here. I went. I was obsessed. It was so good. I was like, oh, my gosh. It's like I never saw Michael Jackson live when he was alive. And I feel like I saw him. This is the exact same thing in A Beautiful Noise. The guy comes out that plays Neil Diamond. He sounds just like Neil Diamond.
How does he sound?
I am a sin.
Wow.
Like the very, very Neil Diamond-y.
Sure. Would Stevie know a Neil Diamond song? That's next.
That would be amazing.
Yes, one.
Which one?
Sweet Caroline.
I knew it.
I was going to say, I feel like you would know more. First of all, I learned a lot about Neil Diamond. Songs he wrote that I didn't even know he wrote.
Always
Do you know
the
you
case,
Red,
it?
Red Wine?
Did not know that.
I didn't either. And I'm a believer. There was just a lot of them. Anyway, I learned that about him. It was great. He's a hit maker, right? So you know all the songs. You kind of want to sing along. It's like you're at a Neil Diamond show. It's great. They tell a great story about his life. Do you know who played him in the show, though?
Because I Ryan Tedder.
Not Ryan Tedder. I looked
good
in the
guess.
Program.
Thank you.
I looked in the program afterwards. I'm like, oh, that guy was really good. Nick Frediani. Do you remember that guy? He was on America's Got Talent. He was on American
you gotta be kidding
Idol.
Me.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. I didn't even realize
I
it was.
Him from
and
Idol.
He had like a mildly hit song. I don't even know if it was a hit song. A
Just like
song,
every other idol.
Like a single he released that was pretty good back in the
That's
day.
That's right.
And I'm
I remember
like, oh
that.
Oh my gosh.
That's really cool.
That
I know
was
that.
Nick Frediani. He did a great job and he looked just like Neil Diamond. And the show's in town for a couple more weeks. It is so worth seeing. Really, really, really great show.
Wow.
What'd you do? Anything this weekend there?
Yeah, I went to the International Cat Show at the IX Center.
We
anybody
talked about
else, anybody else go to this? 216-343-1021.
How was the cat show? How many cats do you think you pet while you were there?
I kept it low, allergic. Didn't want to do too much.
You went to a cat show as an allergic person.
Well,
I already have two cats, so it's like, whatever.
You have two cats as an allergic person.
Yeah. Feels a lot of Zyrtec.
Counterintuitive.
They're very cute, though.
Are they?
They're very well-behaved because they're competing, They're in the cat show, and you get to see their ribbons.
What do you mean they're competing? Is there an obstacle course like the...
They had one, and I watched three cats trying to do it, and not a single cat made it through that obstacle.
Okay,
properly.
Is the cat like loose on the course, or are they on a leash?
No, they don't really do it like a dog show.
Yeah, because like, how do you train them to come back to you? I feel like they would be like,
nah. They just put them on a stand and they like evaluate the cat. There's no really tricks
involved. They're not like jumping.
No, they're not. It's not like a dog show. It's very much they're just on a podium.
Oh, it's just basically so they're being judged on like how well they're taken care of.
Yes, their fur, their you know, I don't know all the details, but they're looking at their whiskers. They have a little bit of everything.
Somebody knows the details.
Oh,
I bet they do. 216-343-1021. There's more about this show we need to get into. Also, a particular breed of cat that was not in the show.
Correct.
That you have an issue with as well. That's
very sad about
that's
that.
That's all next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show, talking cat show. Where was it again? IX Center?
IX Center.
And your sister did what there?
She was a cat from the Cats musical.
She looked amazing.
Yes.
Her makeup is so good.
She does her own makeup.
Yes.
Did she just learn that on YouTube or something? Like, why does she know how to do that?
Yeah, she started doing it like 2 years ago, and she's just gotten better.
Yeah, she's really perfected it. She looked amazing. We posted photos on Facebook.
Yeah, why didn't you dress up as a cat?
That's not my thing.
You should have had your sister do your makeup.
No. They were on a cat tree. It was a whole thing.
No, they were not. You mean climbing on a cat tree?
A human-sized cat tree?
Yeah, they were promoting this guy that makes cat trees. They're like, look, humans can go on it. That's how sturdy it is for your cat.
Did you go on it? Did you try it out?
No.
You stayed on the ground?
Cats only.
How many hours was she on a cat tree?
Cats only.
Like 7 hours each day. She was sore after. She couldn't walk. Her knees were bruised.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of time.
It was a whole thing. She's kind of a mess today.
Did she have to like dangle and stuff?
A little bit. They were hanging, you know.
Yeah. That's a sturdy cat tree.
I had to stop looking because I just kept laughing and then I felt bad.
Does she have other cat friends? Like, did other people do this?
There was one other cat with her, but that girl came from Tennessee.
From Tennessee for the show? Yeah. Wow.
To promote the cat guy, the cat tree guy.
No, they just wanted to do it.
Oh, they just wanted to do it.
They were just entertainers and they thought, look, we have a human size cat tree. There you go.
So was it busy?
Yes, very.
And could you purchase cats?
They had an adoption village that you could
purchase cats.
Well, like, I mean, like, well, I was going to ask.
Like, rescue.
I know, I'm teasing.
I was going to ask if you could purchase, like, cat items. But, like, that's, of course.
Of course you can. Right, right.
So then I was like, could you purchase a cat? Adopt a cat, of course. Like, rescue, I hope.
There was aware of, like, people making toys for cats, cat food, promoting litter.
Yeah.
There was everything.
Right.
But there was also adoption village where you could potentially adopt a cat.
Do they have cat clothes? Like, because I love dog clothes.
Yes.
I love getting
they
outfits
have, like,
for
the
my
harnesses,
Millie.
They had it all. Yeah. All the accessories.
Oh, I didn't know cats wear the clothes. Trying to get a nice coat on a cat.
Cat in clothing, I feel like, would be not good.
That is a nightmare, I bet. Maybe I'm wrong. I've never had a cat. I don't know.
Sounds painful.
And finally, what breed of cat did you not see?
There was not a single Himalayan cat.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was very upset about it.
And you like the Himalayan cat.
Yes, I grew up with two Himalayans.
You grew up with two cats, and you've been allergic your whole life. You grew up
with
two cats.
When we got him, I wasn't allergic. And then I suddenly was having allergies all the time. And
I see.
Nobody is more pro-cat than you. I mean, she has to take meds for this.
Yeah.
Went to a cat show.
Yeah,
it was rough.
It's impressive, Stevie.
There you go. So there you go.
They both tried to plug.
We're on the air. Three things you need to know, Jennifer.
I apologize. It is.
It was my fault. I made you laugh.
You made us laugh. I wasn't paying attention. It's 49 degrees in Lorraine.
Today's Star City. It's because Stevie will tell a story.
She does.
And take the most horrible pivots of life when these stories. It's like, oh, yeah, I had a cat and blah, blah, blah. Died and whatever. It's like, what? What? How do you even do this? That's what happened with 3 seconds left in that. So
I apologize. I didn't even realize it was 3 seconds. That's my bad. Here we go. Three things you need to know today. Let's talk about the rec center in Brook Park because it reopens today. Do you remember when the tornado came through back in August? The roof was ripped off. They made $8.4 million worth of repairs to it. And now it'll be open. Still limited access. Some areas they're still repairing. It was another loss for the Browns this weekend in Philadelphia. Final score against the Eagles was 20-16.
Who has a more miserable job than Kevin Stefanski? 216-343.
I mean,
oh my gosh. I'm just glad I didn't watch a dot of it. Izzy had cheerleading. I was sitting in the rain. I'm like, this is actually going to be better. But they did play well. Defense played better. It's not like they got blown out.
Up next, they head to Cincinnati to play the Bengals.
No!
Game time's 1 o'clock on Sunday. I'm sorry.
Divisional game. Cincinnati.
All right, it's 68 days till winter, and the National Weather Service is making some changes in the way we talk about the wind chill, because it won't be a wind chill watch or wind chill warning anymore. There are new terms that communicate that the cold is dangerous with or without the wind. The cold weather advisory, the extreme cold watch, or an extreme cold warning. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.